This is John Batchelor, Professor Richard Epstein of the Civitas Institute. He's a law professor. Comments on the anti-weaponization fund, so-called, by the Department of Justice, signed on by the acting Attorney General, Mr. Blanche. It contains moving parts, one of which has to do with IRS forgiveness forever. Richard concentrates on the money, $1.776 billion. Named almost mockingly about the American success story in 1776. No, I'll say mockingly. There's no almost about it. Richard derides Blanche's decision, talks about disbarment, also talks about the necessity of the Congress to move in order to stop the 1776 arrangement, and more. Here's Richard Epstein on the present upset in Washington with the Department of Justice. Much more of this tonight.
Well, I think you're putting too much weight on the acting. If he had been confirmed and had done exactly the same thing, I think the same objection would apply. You cannot bind future administrations on administrative matters dealing with the order and the organization of their investigations and their power. And so I think it's just absolutely crazy. People have written, well, nobody is in a position to challenge this because we have these weird rules on standing in which maladministration of a contemptible nature by a president can only be handled by the political processes. But I think that's even wrong. And so what you have to do is now put the year, say, to 2029, and you have a new attorney general. And what happens is, as somebody sues him and says, look, I want to get this money back, and you're going to have to run an audit of the president. And I think at that point, he would have to say, I can't rely on a previous agreement because it's null and void beyond the powers of anybody to do. This was a collusive arrangement. It didn't get any congressional blessing. It's completely one-sided. It's thoroughly corrupt in its origin. And in fact, Mr. Blanche ought to be disbarred for entering into this kind of thing, whether or not he'd been confirmed or not have been confirmed. So I think, in effect, this gives him absolutely no defensive authority. The ambiguity is under current law. It's not clear that anybody is in a position now to stop him from putting this thing into place. You have to get some new legislation, perhaps, to try to override this legislation, which Mr. Trump could then veto, given separation of powers. And then you'd have the same question again, what's going to take place if the Senate overrides him? But I do not believe that this agreement has the slightest bit of validity. And if we can't attack it now, there will be all sorts of situations later on where people will do.